6 minutes past 9 on 5AA. Got an issue with a website at the moment, maybe an issue with a device, whether it be a phone, a television, a computer, or whatever it is, an answering machine even, a toaster. Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe is here, and he'll be able to help you on 8223 0000. Now, Richard, there's been outages all over the place.
There has.
What's going on?
Good evening, Matthew.
Hello.
So there is a Amazon, eBay, Reddit, BBC, Etsy, PayPal, Vimeo, Square, Squarespace, Jiffy, Spotify have all had problems today because they all come under the banner of a company called Fastly,
okay,
which controls all their internet connection.
Yeah.
At the time. So they have had problems today. So if you've been, they reckon it's back up and running now, but that's a big part of everything that just literally, it's fallen down.
How can this happen? How can Fastly, what, do they need to change their password? What's going on?
They might let somebody in, like, you know, not saying anything, Chinese, Russians.
A hacker.
We don't know. It's usually something, or it's, and we're going to talk about the census that's coming up later on as well.
That.
You know, it could be, too many people got on there at once.
Okay.
At the time.
Really?
So,
simple as that?
No, I don't think. I think that it's going to be a hardware problem.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be somebody's infiltrated the network on there, which I think is a big concern really for some of those companies out there, especially things like Amazon. So, but Fastly would fix it. So I've got enough tech nous in there to go along and do that.
They're backing up a lot of companies. I mean, there'd be a lot of pissed off execs at, Amazon and all those other, BBC.
Oh yeah. Jeff Bezos probably rang straight away and said, get it back online now. So yes.
It's unreal, isn't it?
It is.
So, okay, things are coming on, and Luke is telling me that Twitch was down, but it's back up now, so that would be another one that they've got on.
And Luke, you should be doing more than watching people play games, Luke, all right? Seriously, Luke, good heavens.
Come on, Luke. Carmel is at Victor Harbour. Hello, Carmel.
Hi, Matthew, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Right, got one problem. This COVID app.
Yes, Carmel. Hello.
Right. What's happening? It was working, and all of a sudden, it comes up and turns around and tells me I'm not connected to the internet. And it says, go to settings. I've been into settings, and there's no way in the world I can find what to do. Now, what it is, I'm going into the Google Play Store, so to get the Play Store, it's on the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've downloaded the SA Gov one?
SA Gov,
yes.
That's right.
What phone have you got, Carmel?
I got an Xcody, which is the same as the Samsung Galaxy.
It is, so yes. Do you have Wi-Fi turned on, Carmel, when you go out?
Yes, I've got Wi-Fi turned on.
Turn it off when you go out.
Really?
I've turned that off.
And then try, yeah. A lot of times, it's conflicting when people go out because, you don't connect to those free Wi-Fi networks that are out and about. Depending on your phone plan, you've got plenty of data. And just to go along, connect to one of those, it just makes it a bit easier, Carmel.
And you reckon to turn it off?
Turn it off.
I've tried turning it off.
No, when you go out of the house, turn it straight off, not just before you do that QR code. Keep it off when you go out.
Yeah, well, I've done that and it still doesn't work.
Have you restarted your phone, Carmel?
Yes, I've turned the phone off. Put it this way, it's ready to go out the door.
Do you know what I found the other day? It was, what's today? Tuesday. Would have been Saturday, I reckon, as I started scanning QR codes.
Yep.
For about the first five, I had to refill my details every time.
Yes, now that's happened to me.
Yeah.
And that's when it comes in and says no internet.
And then after that, it was fine. After those four or five times, it worked. It's been
maybe
working.
Maybe SA Gov's being a bit overloaded.
Maybe, yeah.
That seems to, Saturday.
Yeah, that was about Friday or Saturday. Yeah.
Friday or Saturday, which would be when this happened to you, Carmel?
Well, this has been going on for the last week. I've taken it out the phone. I've put it in the phone.
So you've uninstalled the app and then put the app back in.
That's right.
And is the lens on your camera clean?
Yes, the lens on my camera is clean.
Thanks, Carl.
I've been to the hairdressers today.
Yes.
And I signed in on the pad.
Yep.
And I said to the girl, she said, you're the third one today that said. Now, you know, what is going on?
I hear more complaints on the Android side than anybody else. And lots of clients that I do go and see, you know, they ask me about the QR code as well when we, you know, when we go and see them.
Now, we've had strife with the Nokia too.
That one doesn't surprise me for some reason. I've had more complaints about Nokias than basically any other phone out there. I'm bagging everything, so yes.
Getting a bigger phone so as I can see it, a 7.2, and then dropped it the second time I pulled it out the pocket.
Oh, Carmel, that's terrible. So you don't want to do that.
Yes, we won't talk about that.
No. So it's like mentioning the war, isn't it, Carmel?
So I've come back to my other one.
Yep.
And I've into all this strife, so...
That's not good.
So when you hold it up, Carmel, because we've got a bit... So when you hold it up, what happens when you hold it with the camera on there? Nothing happens at all?
Nothing happens at all, no. So I turn around and says, goes for the COVID, so I press that thinking I'm going to get something.
So you and open then, this time, next time, so you open the SA Gov app and then try and scan it in with that?
That's right.
Mm. So the camera or the SA Gov one doesn't do it?
It might be your camera.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Have you got any updates to do to that phone, Carmel?
Why did it work before and it's not working now?
That can happen, Carmel, sometimes with an update that needs to be done. It could be the camera on there.
Oh, if it does everything else with the camera.
I understand all that, but it might not be registering through because it's got to pick up that code and go along it. Now I've got to go along and open the SA Gov app so I can go along. So it kind of like breaks that link on there.
Yeah. Well, you just used to hold it up and you'd be
That's
there.
That's right. Yep.
Which as long is what, as you were straight and she'd go ding and you get a tick.
Which now, is what most people do.
Yeah, well, as I said, I'm getting very...
So, what else could Carmel do? Can you uninstall the camera app?
No.
No, you can't.
No, you can't uninstall the camera app on there. So, yeah. You're going to have to bear with it for a while, Carmel. I hope as I said, most of the problems seem to be on the Android side.
Yeah. Does it need an update, Carmel? Have you had an update come through?
Yeah, well, I've done all that, and I've been in on the net searching to find out, and it seems as if there's lots of problems in there with it too.
Yeah.
Wow.
People not...
No, you do. I would get a call, and sometimes multiple calls every day about the app.
Mm.
About the app. So, I got a pen and paper.
You're doing the right thing, Carmel.
Good on you, Carmel.
Yeah, but thanks a lot, guys.
See you later on. Thanks for the call. Over at Vale Park, Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Matthew. Hello, Mitchin.
Hi, Alan.
I received many emails, and I forward them on to friends, and I very often get these messages back saying your message wasn't sent because it was too long. They're not too long for me to receive them. Why are they too long for me to forward them on?
Who's your provider, Alan?
Aussie, whatever it is.
Aussie Mail.
Good question.
Who provides your internet?
Aussie, something Aussie.
Aussie Broadband?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Right, your email address ends in what, Alan? Don't tell us your whole email address, but you're at what?
@hotmail.com.
Yeah, you shouldn't. And which email program are you using, Alan? I'm asking you 10 questions first.
Oh, my God.
Outlook. You're on Windows or Mac?
I'm on an Apple iPad.
Right.
And that's what
and are you using the Hotmail app? The Hotmail. Outlook. The Outlook.com app on the iPad?
I think so.
Or the
Mail app on the iPad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know these things existed.
Yeah, they do, Alan. So what I recommend to people is when they've got a Hotmail account, make sure that you've set it up with the Outlook set up on there. So you might want to re-add that one back in. I've never seen it where it's come back and said it's too long on there. You know, it's normally it's a problem how your emails probably might have been set up. So go along and have a look at that. So put the Outlook app on there and have a go at that one first, or make sure re-add it in Mail in the iPad. And there is an Outlook part of that. And you put your alan@hotmail.com, put your password in. That should set it up brand new for you. Because you're on Hotmail, all the ones that are up there will come back down.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yes, clear as mud, but never mind. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Good luck, Alan. Gee, a couple of questions that stumped you there.
It's always something, but it's hard to go along and say, you know, poor Carmel at Victor Harbour to go along and say, you know, if I had the phone in my hand, we could run out here and have a look how it's checked in.
That's right.
You know, I was just thinking there that sometimes you might have something else running in the background that's interfering as well. So, you know, Carmel, if you're still listening, make sure you haven't got anything else running at the time tomorrow when you go and check in. Just to see whether it's something else that's on the phone that might be interfering with that app.
Yeah. Okay. Good plan. John has emailed in. He says, yep, first few times I had to keep refilling the QR info, complained to the government. Then it retained. My wife didn't have the same problem. I was using the web-based version. She used the app, both Apple. And my mind started to fail, discovered a dirty lens and a piece of clear packaging stuck. It didn't help. LOL, clean the camera,
says
John. So, okay, well,
a lot of people never clean the cameras on the back.
No, I know. No, I always give it a wipe on the shirt or something.
The cameras are pretty tough on there, so don't use Windex, people.
good plan there. Now, Stephen at Aberfoyle Park says, can you confirm, Richard, or discount any risk of international criminals hacking into Australian government websites, including the SA one, which collects QR code info for 28 days, just in case there's a risk? I've only ever used pen and paper check-in to date.
You can't discount anything.
No. But even the pen and paper.
The government would help. I'd hate me saying that. People do.
What?
But you can't discount anything. You can't.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more. I would prefer to do it on the QR code than I would with pen and paper.
Why?
Because people go along and we're always private about our information, take photos on things. Yeah. And, you know, I've been in a couple of businesses and coffee shops and you see people lurking around the pen and paper part. So, you know, people always say, I'm very private about my information and everything like that. But they go along and, you know, free gym membership and a takeaway for 7 days. They write down their name, phone number and just give their information away.
Yep. Yeah, good point. Richard, we will take a break. If anyone else out there has a question to stump Richard, love to hear from you. 8223-0000 is the number.
Keep up to date with state politics with Adelaide's own King of Spin, Matthew Abraham. Thursday mornings from 7:30 with David and Will. Your local Mitre 10 has everything you need to keep warm this winter. That's mighty helpful, Mitre 10.
Ready? Here we go. Mawson Lakes Mazda's end of financial year clearance is on now. Not the first clearance we've done, but let me tell you, there's never been one like this. The prices are way low, but the choices are so high. We've got hundreds in stock, so chances are you'll get your dream model in the colour you're after. Grab an end of financial year price on the car you've been waiting for. Mawson Lakes Mazda, just a short drive from the city, Salisbury Highway.
Wrap up warm, pack up the car and hit the road. It's time to beat the winter blues and book your next getaway. With the help of SA Weekend Escapes, make the most of this South Australian winter. Discover new destinations, rediscover old. Find things to do, places to see and uncover our latest hotel offers. This winter, stay at one of 10 participating SA hotels and receive a complimentary bottle of red to warm up your trip. Find out more at saweekendescapes.com.au. Holiday here this year.
After a heartbreaking cancellation in 2020, the Adelaide Model Railway Show is returning this June long weekend. Yes, it's this weekend for the annual Model Railway Spectacular. Join in and gather with the best of the best with many new and unseen layouts as well as old favourites and a giant Lego display. Plus, it's your chance to visit all the I say Lego, but it should be Lego. It's a South Australian thing. It's your chance as well to visit all the local traders all together under one roof. Grab a bargain at the massive second-hand stall. There's also competitions for the kids and licensed catering for the adults as well as plenty of free on-site parking to boot. So this long weekend, get down to the dog track at Angle Park and grab a ticket for the Adelaide Model Railway Show. One thing you can guarantee, hackers won't be able to get in and interrupt these trains, that's for sure.
Will I have the dish lickers down there, Matt?
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's a big question.
Indeed. They might be running around the tracks. For online ticket links, links and further information, visit modelrailwayshow.org.au or find them on Facebook. And for your reassurance, this is a COVID-safe event. All aboard!
Older people have rights to make their own decisions, to be safe and to be treated with dignity and respect. But right now in Australia, 1 in 20 older people are experiencing some form of abuse. Fear, sadness and neglect can be signs of elder abuse. For free confidential advice or to make a report, call 1800 372 310. To find out more, search SA Health Stop Elder Abuse. Spot the signs, speak up and help stop elder abuse. A message from the Government of South Australia.
This commercial really should have your business name in it, because it'll be heard a lot over 2 weeks. On the way to work, dropping the kids at school and picking them up, you'll hear it on the drive home too. It's part of the 5AA branding program, designed to get your business maximum exposure for minimal bucks. And it works, because you, along with thousands of others, are hearing it right now. Visit 5AA.com.au and replace this commercial with your commercial.
Like many 8-year-olds, Lucy has a big heart, big dreams. But Lucy lives in poverty and doesn't have what she needs for school. Don't let poverty take away Lucy's dreams.
Kids like me don't grow up to be vets.
Donate now. Search the Smith family.
Roast pork, beef tortellini, chicken stir fry with noodles. Sound good? That's Meals on Wheels today. Really. This is Matthew Pantelis.
23 past 9 on 5AA. Let's talk about windows, Richard. Richard Pascoe in, by the way, Adelaide Tech Guy, if you've just joined us. Any questions for Richard? 8223 0000. So windows, well, what are we up to? 10?
10.
What's
so,
going on?
So we've had, Windows 10's been around now for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And May, I think, 2015, they announced it's the final version of Windows.
Right.
So they've sent out two new versions of Windows 10 every year. There's an announcement on June 24th, when the invitation came through, Matthew, there was a new Windows logo. There was light shining through the window, which showed two vertical bars on there that looked like an 11.
Okay.
So I think we're going to see a new version of Windows.
Wow. So Windows have been barred. That's what
Windows,
you're saying.
Windows, yeah, you know, as well. So it looks like we're going to see Windows 11.
Wow.
So now we might as well say that Microsoft lied to us back then or have come up with something
for
it. Everybody's going to have questions about this. Mm. Will it be a free upgrade?
Will it be? Start? Should be, shouldn't it? You've bought the computer.
If you buy a computer with Windows 11, I reckon you're golden. But I think for this one, I think you might see that Windows 10 will still last for years and years afterwards. But wouldn't surprise me if they actually charge you for this one.
Really?
On it. Yeah, if you want to upgrade. Will it run all my old software?
Yeah.
Microsoft are very, very good at doing that in the majority of cases. Personally, from a tech point of view, people would hate me for saying this, I'd like to see them go along and say, if it wasn't made in the last 5 years, it's gone. We won't run it.
Will there ever come a time where computers have a, you know, expiry date where it just lets you know every time you log on, you have, you know, 3 weeks, 2 days, 5 hours to replace this computer?
Well, see, Apple is a bit like that now because, you know, and that started back in the Steve Jobs era when, you know, Steve went, they've had it for 4 or 5 years, end of story, won't work anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does keep those things secure on there. So, you know, I can see that coming. You know, we'll talk about the Apple overnight announcements, you know, in a moment. And will I have to buy a new computer? I think Windows 11 will be about driving hardware sales.
Okay.
Don't panic out there, people, at all. I don't think we're going to see it probably for at least 12 months, 12, 18 months there as well. So there are some improvements coming to Windows 10 anyway. If you've got multiple monitors, people have got trouble rearranging apps on multiple monitors, improvement to Bluetooth audio support and improvement to the crappy Windows store that's on there for their software.
Right. All right.
I'll say what I really think.
Yeah, do that. No, don't hold back. It is crappy.
Oh, the Windows store's awful, people. It is. So Satya Nadella's promised that it's going to improve.
Okay. Let's hold our breath. Now, Apple overnight announcements. What have they said?
This was all about, we did expect some hardware and they let me down badly on this one as well. So there was no new hardware. This is all about what's coming in late August, September. Yeah. So we're going to see iOS 15.
Right. 14 point something.
No, no, it's going to be 15. Okay. Brand new one comes out every year for it. The good thing about it is that if your iPhone's running iOS 14, it will run 15.
Okay.
So there is no, phones that are going to be left behind on this, which I think is great.
Now, sorry, just how far back does iOS 14 go now? What won't it work
iOS
on?
iOS 6, sorry, iPhone 6S.
Ah, not the 6.
Not the 6.
The 6S.
The 6S, which came a year after the 6.
Yeah, that was 07.
Yes. So that's good. That's great.
Yeah.
Really.
Suppose.
Yeah, for it. Yeah. So a lot of enhancements to FaceTime. They've really got Zoom in their sights. Every feature that's on Zoom is going to be in FaceTime.
Okay.
As well now. Ability to read text in photos and search for text in photos. Between you and me and the listeners, Google have been able to do that for quite a while now as well. So if you're one of those people that have got an iPhone and take a photo, let's say of a sign or a menu, you'd be able to go on and search for schnitzels in a photo, and it will pull up every photo if it's got the word schnitzel in there as well.
You had a schnitzel tonight, didn't you?
No, I have to say, thanks for the Havelock Hotel. salt and pepper squid tonight. Alrighty. Beautiful too.
Excellent.
Changes to messages and changes to notifications to make them less annoying. iPad, they're really going to change it to make it more of a multitasking tool on there as well, which is good. So it's slowly becoming the computer of choice if you're in your 20s or 30s for people, that multi-touch interface that's on there. So we'll have widgets on the desktop, and it will also have all the features from the iPhone as well. If you're on a Mac, the new operating system, and they give it a name every year, is Monterey, which will be coming.
Okay.
The thing I'll probably like about is if you hold your iPad next to your Mac, you can drag something from your iPad onto the Mac.
Wow.
It will know instantly, and you can do it vice versa.
How cool is that?
Which I think is great.
That is so cool.
Yep.
See, this is where, and I don't know if people have strong thoughts, I'm sure some do, strong thoughts about Apple over anything else, but Apple is so cool with that sort of stuff.
I think it is as well. Yeah. And, you know, I would love to see Microsoft do something, you know, and come out, because I love both companies, but, you know, at the moment, Microsoft is just sitting back, just, you know, it's the business, it's the truck that is not very pretty. it's just true. It does a job. Yeah. Apple Watch, walking steadiness is coming.
The wingman.
As well, walking steady, which I think is great.
What does that do? Walking steadily.
What? So if you're not walking, if you're walking a bit funny.
Yeah, because you're on your phone.
If you've got the wobbles sometimes as well, you know, it'll come along and say, you're not walking properly, you know, as well. Which will be big in Adelaide on a Saturday night, I think, as well.
It's not going to help anything. It's not going to correct anything.
You're wobbling all over the place. What are you doing? Yeah. So this will all appear at the end of August, September, when the new iPhone is released.
Unbelievable. Steve says, quick question, install Lenovo Vantage on my laptop, yes or no?
No.
Okay, there we go. Read the QR code. Why not?
I'm not. I think Lenovo make nice laptops. Don't think they make very good software.
Okay, there we go. Had a phone number. This is about the QR code. It was sending through a code, which I wasn't entering. After entering the code, it worked quite well.
Yeah, sometimes right back at the beginning, you've got to put that your phone number in there
and
to
get the code. And it sends you the code, that's right.
Then you should be away for it as well.
Exactly. All right. Graham at Tennyson. Hello, Graham.
G'day, Matthew and Richard.
Hi, Graham.
Just a very quick one, guys. I'm fascinated about how the AFP and the police managed to basically infect criminals' phones.
What a good question.
I don't know if it was an app. It almost sounds like a virus that they planted in some dude's phone in Southeast Asia.
Yep.
And every time he sent a message to all his cohorts over the world, it infected their phones as well, and they could track every person and everything they were doing. Isn't that fascinating?
I think it is. And, you know, they were using an app where everything wasn't encrypted properly.
Mm.
So, you know, it was they probably should have got some better advice, you know, before they started on this, because we know that encryption in from certain things they can't track and things like that. But they probably used the wrong app. So you know,
the Crims, you mean
the Crims?
Yeah.
Basically, used the wrong app. Mm. You know, when this, which it all started, then they were able to go along and track them all. I find it fascinating as well.
Yeah, well, the only thing I can say about it is, I mean, look, the internet can be bad and can be good, but it is a case of being good.
Yeah.
And
we can all have a sledge at all the bad things that happen on the internet, but, heck, 70 people arrested in Adelaide.
Yep.
Millions and millions of dollars of property and
cash, drugs.
Expensive cars, yep. Cash, drugs, et cetera, has been caught.
Some nice motorbikes down there too, Graham, let me say. I had a look at the photo tonight.
Now, there's some really nice motorbikes to buy.
Yes.
Cheap.
Oh, well, I hope so. I'm going to make a call tomorrow to somebody I know in the police force just to see if they're going to sell them off. Oh, yes.
All right, guys. Cheers.
No, thanks, Graham.
It's a very good point, isn't it? Using technology in that regard.
It is.
And what they, I've got to get to the, I've only heard different reports throughout the day, but in one case, I think they've convinced somebody that was in a criminal network, unbeknown to him, and he was dealing with police, to use this particular phone with this particular app, and he got given a whole heap of them, and he handed them out to all his accomplices.
Yeah.
So everyone had one in that little circle. So thank you very much.
Free phone.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
The, you know, burn a phone, but it is very interesting how it all happened.
Yeah, unreal. Good on them. Now, talking of Apple, they're introducing an iCloud legacy account. Is this...
Well, I think this is really good.
This is when you die, is it?
This is when you die.
Okay.
Because so many people
get locked
out of their device.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I think I've had four calls. I keep a little tag at home. Four calls this year of people who've died. Mm. And that they ring up and say, can you break into the iPhone, which you can't do unless you know that code to get in there.
Mm.
So this way, if you've got an iCloud legacy account, you can appoint somebody. You can't get into the phone, but anything that they backed up, photos, and things you'd be able to get into and go along and see. Okay. So it's to me, it's a good thing that Apple are doing as far as it's concerned.
So what you'd need then to get some of those photos, I mean, you can do it on the phone and all of that, but don't you need the password to get it into iCloud to get the info?
It's say, you know, you were, you know, my iCloud legacy contact, something happened to me.
Yeah.
You can go along, you contact Apple. Apple would say, well, that's all right. We'll look up the Matthew Pantelis email address.
Yeah.
Then they would give you the details to log into my account.
Right. Okay.
So, for people out there, once it all goes live, I will be going along and doing this. And, you know, I actually do talks on what happens to your online world when you pass away. And don't neglect it because, you know, it's a thing that I regularly get calls about.
Yeah. Good point. You here for a little while longer? Shall we take another quick break
and
come back with more? Not in a hurry to go home?
No.
Oh, excellent.
Villages nestled in the fold of its hills, townships hugging its beautiful shores. This is the stunning landscape of the Fleurieu Peninsula. 5AA's hitting the streets and the gravel roads of our great state to find the hidden gems of South Australia in our regional areas. Like Meat at the Mount in Mount Compass, delivering locally sourced fresh meat across Adelaide via meatatthemount.com.au. I love getting out to all the corners of SA with 5AA's Regional Spotlight.
Steinbrenner Automotive in Gawler, Barossa and Clare has always been well worth the trip, and even more so with their end of financial year sale on all certified cars. They currently have SA's largest selection of all makes and models, with a balance of factory warranty on selected models and free 3-year Steinbrenner certified warranty on SUVs and passenger cars. That's massive value at Steinbrenner Automotive with their end of financial year sale. Hurry, ends June 30. Steinbrenner Holden, well worth the trip for 37 years. Steinbrenner.com.au.
Imagine being invisible. You could mess with someone's mind, sneak up on them, and they wouldn't know you're there. Even scare them to death. When you speed on our roads, that's what happens, because no one sees you coming. Think road safety. A message from the Government of South Australia.
With stock levels in Adelaide down by almost a third, some buyers are struggling to find their perfect property.
If you're in the market for a new home, Toop and Toop, Director of Residential Sales Bronte Manuel, can point you in the right direction.
On average, we sell more than one home a week through the Toop Vault. It's one of Australian real estate's most effective off-market tools, giving registered members VIP access to properties before they hit the open market. Given the shortage of homes for sale in Adelaide, the Vault is a great way to get a head start on other buyers. We have dozens of homes hitting the Vault each month, so there's every chance you'll find a property that matches your requirements.
So if you're serious about buying right now, you should check out Toop Vault.
We're very proud of the Vault, and it has been hugely popular with both buyers and sellers since we launched it in 2013.
To join Toop Vault, visit vault.toop.com.au.
Call our team at Toop & Toop. We would love to help get our Vault working for you. Visit vault.toop.com.au.
Jane pops in for a cuppa with Fred, who lives at ACH Group's Kapara Residential Care Home at Glenelg.
Now, there's lots of activities on offer here at Kapara. Fred, tell me about the things that you do in the men's shed.
Oh, they make up toys for children.
It must feel good to be doing something with your hands.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And your brain. And you meet people. We wouldn't swap this place for anything. It's a pleasure to be here.
To find out more about one of ACH Group's 8 residential care homes, visit achgroup.org.au.
Home renovations can be akin to climbing Everest. Every step of the way can be torturous to reach your ultimate goal. Well, the same could be said for home renovations, but not if you go with Biurban Bathrooms and Kitchens. The team at Biurban have always believed the journey is just as important as the destination. So start your journey with Biurban Bathrooms and Kitchens, Adelaide's home renovation experts. Visit biurban.com.au.
Meals on Wheels has frozen meals perfect for weekends and holidays. That's Meals on Wheels today, really. This is Matthew Pantelis.
Twenty-two to 10 on 5AA. Glad the mics were off. Talking with Richard Pascoe here, Adelaide tech guy. Richard, there's so much more. Just on the police and the app and everything, John has texted in. He says, I believe the US FBI developed the app and surreptitiously convinced the crooks to use it because it was more secure.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, I think so. I think there'd be Android phones as well.
Really?
I let people know that, yes.
Not Apple, not iPhones.
No. No.
So,
and there's a thing in the US as well. If you if you're a business person, you travel in and out of the United States.
Yeah.
They can take your phone away from you at the airport.
Yeah.
And take it into another room along with your computer.
Yeah.
Your iPad, take it into another room. Have a look, get you to turn it on, log on. You don't know what's been done to it. There's a lot of business people that if that happens too, because they've got big things and plans like that. They say, that's all right, because I'm just going to delete everything right now.
Yeah, right.
And they wipe it, because they just don't trust what happens in the airports.
Really? So, okay, so they're looking for criminal activity, is that the thought? Or they're
Criminal activity.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to give your social media details on there as well, but you don't know what they're putting on your device as well. That's the problem.
Wow.
So it's a standard amongst a lot of people which have got, you know, very high-profile business people out there will go, that's fine, we'll just wipe it all right now for you.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. That's interesting. Australian Bureau of Stats ready to deliver a seamless 2021 census.
Excited, Matthew.
Are they going to do that, really?
Oh, I'd hope so.
Because last time it crashed.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
So less than 70 days to go, they say they're well prepared and ready. I reckon we heard this five years ago.
Yeah.
It really did.
Crashed on the night.
It's all going to be good. This time it's been built using Amazon Web Services as well. They've awarded a contract through to PwC Australia. Good luck, people. So they're trying to counteract what happened back in 2016 where they claimed it was a DDoS attack, which is denial of service. And for people out there who don't understand what that is, it's like if we had 500 people ringing right now in the producer's booth.
What's the prize?
And you can't answer a call.
Yeah.
Because the phone system becomes overwhelmed on there as well.
Mm.
They suffered a hardware router failure as well. And, you know, basically too many people logged on at the time. That really was what it was all about on there as well. But people don't have to worry a bit this year. As long as you know where you are on the 10th of July,
fill
it in any time.
Okay. 10th of July, is it? That's only next month.
10th of August, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's going to come in, the instructions come in late July, but you can fill it in any time.
We haven't heard much about it this year. Other years you hear about it like all year.
Would you want to tell anybody about this, really?
That's, yeah, it's going to sneak
so
up on
10th
us.
So 10th of August, people, census everybody night. Lock on at once and fill it all out. Yeah, let's see if it crashes.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Let's make it crash.
Make it crash.
It will. We know it will.
I hope so. I'm really sorry.
You want? Scott Morrison here. Is that Richard Pascoe?
Yes. Right. I did have a phone call once from Canberra in the afternoon.
Really?
I did, yeah. Well, the Ministry of Communications Minister.
What did he want?
Years ago when the Labor in Parliament and I came on and made a couple of jokes and comments about...
there's your problem. You're joking about the Labor Party. They take that very seriously.
The NBN. Who was the Communications Minister that said if he wanted somebody to put their underpants on their head that they would?
Oh, yeah. Now, who was that? This is one under Rudd?
Yes, one under Rudd.
Stephen Conroy, was it?
Phone call from his office.
Yeah.
And I did make a joke about it. Don't ask me to repeat the joke that I can't remember. And I said, did you like the joke? No, he didn't like the joke because I actually got a transcript from it as well.
That's
so, yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Good eye. Yeah, no sense of humour in the ALP.
No, none at all. So, yes.
And for the Libs, it just goes over their heads. So.
None of them understand about tech people. Good
Labor get it, but they're not amused, and the Libs just don't understand it. McDonald's in Chicago, introducing what?
This is awful. I reckon it's the worst story I've ever heard in my life, you know, in a long time. It's removing humans from taking your orders at the drive-thru.
Right.
They're going to have a machine there, an AI robot that will take your order when you drive through. I reckon this is really sad. It's sad for kids that you know, if they rolled in Australia, I wouldn't buy McDonald's ever again. You know, it is an awful, Matthew.
Oh, no, we would, because we want to try it out and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly right. So the company said it's just experimenting with technology. Yeah. Yes, and using AI to take voice orders.
Mate, they can't get the orders right now.
Spot on, Matthew.
Let alone if there's a computer doing it.
Yeah, so, you know, we've all enjoyed conversations when we've talked to a robot on the end of the phone as well, but, you know, because you've got to repeat yourself. But you imagine, you know, repeating yourself three times before you do get your Big Mac and fries, though. But they've said the robots get the orders right 85% of
really?
The time.
Is that good? That's not good.
That's not good at all, I don't think. So 15% of customers are puzzling why they got 6 McMuffins instead of 6 McNuggets at the time.
Yes.
So, yes.
Oh, good. I can't wait for that. And you want to try and muck it up, don't you?
Oh, you will be too.
Just mumbling. Big Mac and could you please repeat or whatever?
Exactly right. Yeah. You'll get to the other end. Yeah. $2,182 as well.
That's right. Oh, it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Richard, great having you in. Thank you. If people want to find you, where can they do that?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au. There's a post I did put up on my website as well, because people always ask, can my iPhone be hacked, or is somebody, you know, an ex-partner or something on there as well, might have got control of my iPhone. So I have explained things up there, and there is a link on there, which is a very important subject for a lot of people.
Isabel, just before you go, has just texted in. She says, Richard, 5 days ago, I received a phone call from a number identical to mine, apart from the ninth number, which was a 2 instead of a 0. 2 days ago, a call from a number identical again, apart from the ninth number being a 1 instead of a 0. Is this coincidence? I've had the same number for 30 years. This has never happened before.
There's a lot of, it's masking of numbers out there.
And they're picking hers?
And there's a lot of people out there. There's a restaurateur in Adelaide.
Yeah.
He received hundreds of calls and messages, and it's like it's come from his phone.
Oh, wow.
As well. So there is a thing overseas where you can go along and copy the numbers. And it is that point that telcos should be aware of, which they are in this country, trying to stop it.
Okay.
Because, you know, so you just go along and say, yep, it's similar to mine, but it's not me on there.
That's interesting. So it is a prank or a hoax or whatever.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
It's about getting you to answer the call and things as well. So, and if you get a call from iiNet as well, I had a poor woman during the week, supposedly from iiNet, I think it's $24,000 they ended up getting scammed out of.
Okay.
As well.
It's interesting, you know, I was getting calls from all over the world, India, Mexico, not answering them. I got one from Canberra and I thought, I don't really know this number, but it could be somebody from one of the news things. So I answered it, and the guy rattled off who he was, but he knew my name.
Mm.
And I don't know how he knew my name, but he knew my name. And then he started asking questions about work and what I do, and I'm thinking, no, I don't. And so I hung up.
Yep.
But he knew my name. And then he's trying to ring back repeatedly. And
your number's out in the wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know, as my numbers out in the wild.
So
as well.
That concerned me that I, you know, that I potentially answered a hoax call, which, yep. you know, just. But
as usual for people like that, just don't give away any. If you don't know them,
yep.
don't give them any That's information.
It. Exactly. That's all you got to do.
That's it.
Quarter to 10. Thank you, Richard. Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy.